Welcome to the Leaders Insights Podcast. Today's episode, Capital Allocation Under Pressure. What separates CFOs who create value from those who preserve it? Most CFOs would say they're strategic. Most CFOs are wrong. Today, we're getting into why capital allocation is still the most under-examined lever in the C-suite and what the ones actually moving the needle are doing differently. My guest is a seasoned CFO who has overseen capital reallocation programs across multiple industries. Welcome.
Good to be here.
Let's start with the uncomfortable truth in this article. Companies are still allocating capital the same way they did 5 years ago. How is that even possible in 2026?
Inertia is underestimated as a financial force. Most budgeting processes are essentially last year's budget plus an inflation adjustment plus whatever the loudest business unit leader managed to argue for in October. McKinsey data from their capital allocation research flagged it clearly. Firms that actively reallocate, meaning shifting more than 10% of capital across units annually, generate substantially higher total shareholder returns than those that don't. And yet, the majority of companies still anchor to historical spend.
So the budgeting calendar itself becomes the problem?
Exactly. When the annual cycle drives the conversation, you're optimizing for the calendar, not for value. I've seen companies where the budgeting process consumes 4 months of senior leadership time and produces almost no strategic movement. The allocation at the end looks nearly identical to the one at the start. That's an expensive ritual.
Give me a concrete example of a company that broke that pattern.
Danaher is the canonical case, but let me give you something more recent. Constellation Software has been relentlessly disciplined about this for years. They set explicit return thresholds for every acquisition and business unit, and they exit or reduce capital in anything that doesn't clear that bar. No sentiment, no legacy attachment. Their per-share intrinsic value growth over the past decade reflects exactly that discipline. On the other side, look at what happened to several European industrial conglomerates that kept funding legacy divisions because divesting felt politically difficult internally. The market eventually does the math for you.
How do you handle the internal politics? Because that's where most reallocation efforts die.
You need to change what gets measured and what gets rewarded. If business unit leaders are evaluated on revenue or headcount, they will fight for capital to grow both. If they're evaluated on return on invested capital, the conversation shifts entirely. I've worked in environments where we published internal ROIC by business unit, visible to all senior leaders. And within 2 quarters, the quality of capital requests improved dramatically because nobody wanted to be the low performer on that list.
If a CFO listening to this takes one thing into their next budget cycle, what is it?
Zero base your capital assumptions on at least 30% of your portfolio every year. Not zero-based budgeting in the theatrical sense, but genuinely ask, if we were starting fresh today, would we fund this at this level? That question alone will surface more value than most strategy consultants will.
Practical, uncomfortable, and overdue. Thanks for being direct about it. To go further, Leaders Insights offers strategic training programs, diagnostic tools, and an executive self-assessment designed for CMOs, CDOs, CFOs, and leaders aiming for board-level performance. Explore everything at mba-training.com. Thank you for listening to the Leaders Insights podcast. See you tomorrow for another episode.